This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Glad to be back in studio this evening, as I mentioned, especially because I get to talk to tonight, among other people, the director of the Galesburg Public Library, Noelle Thompson, who's here to talk about something I think pretty cool and pretty generous, you might say, that will be happening in a couple of weeks that the library is involved in. Noelle, thanks for coming in tonight.
Hi, Will. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, very glad to have you. Especially because this has a little bit to do with my favorite form of U.S. currency.
Oh, really?
Quarters are like, for me, having been a bachelor and used laundromats in my life are a very important commodity. But then there's also the vending machine here at work. So, you know.
And they can be hard to come by when you need the most. So that's where the library is going to step in.
Exactly. Well, and overall, this is a really kind of an interesting concept that I think maybe I've heard you talk a little bit about before that other libraries have done. You're going to be at a laundromat.
That's right. We'll be at Fast Track Laundry Center on Wednesday, February 12th. Throughout the evening, we'll be paying for people's laundry, and then we'll be available to sign people up for library cards, maybe do some crafts for the whole family, and then also showing people how to download ebooks with their library cards.
That's a very cool thing. Talk a little. I can't help myself just because I'm who I am, but I'm trying to resist or doing a joke about taking the library to the cleaners. But you know, it's
that's pretty clever. I should have put that on the flyer.
Yeah, you know, call me the next time you do one of those, and I'll give you all of my good one-liners. Talk a little bit. How did this sort of thing happen? I mentioned it's something, one of those things that other libraries have done. So why not steal a good idea, right?
It kind of. You know, this actually started when I was using a laundromat. Myself, we didn't have a washing machine in my home, and I had a newborn, and it is really a huge burden to have to even go and spend your time there and entertain a baby and a child.
Oh, goodness, yes.
And I thought, wouldn't that be cool if there was some activity for me to do while I was here? And then I started hearing about other libraries. Some do story times in bigger cities and things like that. But we've wanted to get out in the community more, be visible, and then meet our community members where they are. It can be difficult to get to the library for some people, whether it's transportation, timing, whatever it may be. So let us come to you. And there's a lot that you can do with your library card without coming to the library. If you're not able to do that, you can still utilize our resources through our ebooks. So we wanted to present all of that to our community.
Is that, for lack of a better term, kind of a tough nut to crack these days, kind of getting people to continue to be aware about the library and perhaps even to a point all the things that a library does that aren't even related to actual books?
Sure. We are busy every day. Yeah. We are well used, but we know that there are people throughout the community that just don't have the time or the transportation to get to us. And so, of course, they might be out of the loop as far as what services we provide. So that's why we just want to be more visible and be able to bring those services to them rather than expect everybody to come to us.
So how will it, you talked a little bit about it already, but how will it work here? This is a couple of weeks from now, right?
That's right. A couple of weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday. We have been doing a quarter drive since December, and we're still collecting quarters so that we can use it for this evening. And people have been really generous.
That's what I was I knew I had heard that specifically
somewhere. We started it with our food drive around the holidays and added a quarter drive to that as well. And so we've been collecting quarters, and we're still doing that so that we'll have those available for people to use in the washers and dryers. So if you have some change, loose change in your car, bring it into the library. It'll go to good use.
I imagine that both the collection of food and the collection of quarters has gone pretty well then.
Oh my gosh, people are so generous. I mean, they really are. People just want to find opportunities to give. I've been kind of amazed by the community support. And, people think they don't have much to give, but it really a little bit goes a long way. And it's inspiring for us to have the community involved in this process.
You know, it's funny you're mentioning that. Our question of the day on the program today hit on something that the governor mentioned in his State of the State speech yesterday, basically suggesting that he doesn't think that people are as divided as maybe some may want us to believe. And along those same lines, when push comes to shove, the community's pretty darn generous, isn't it?
They really are. And we have so much in common, and we all kind of want the same things. And we see that a lot in the library. We bring people together from who may never be in a room together otherwise, whether that's for a book discussion or a movie or our coloring event. I mean, there's a wide range of things that really target a broad group of people.
So in addition to maybe some crafts and stories and the distribution of quarters, if you will, to people on February 12th, you're hoping to get a few more people to get a library card.
Well, yeah, we'll be able to sign people up for library cards. So if you're interested in that, do bring a photo ID and then a proof of Galesburg residency. So piece of mail, your ID with your Galesburg address on it, something like that will work. And then we'll be able to get you signed up. And then with that, you can download ebooks and audiobooks, and we'll be there to help you through that process as well.
You might even have some books for folks that night, right?
Oh, that's right. We have some books to give away, too. So we'll have a selection, children's and teen and adult, for people to choose from to take home. Those won't be library books to borrow. They'll be for you to keep.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And even the showing folks how to access ebooks, especially during that time when I know that I'm waiting for it seems like I'm continuously waiting for clothes to dry, which never seems to happen when I want it to. That's a good, a nice way to pass the time.
It's really convenient just to be able to have access to a book or maybe a selection of books at your fingertips at any time. So we want to make sure that people are empowered to access those resources.
You have anybody that can help me fold my laundry on that night?
I don't know. If we may have some volunteers that might be interested in that, but no one signed up for that quite yet.
That's my, darn the luck on that. That's my biggest problem.
I can't get all of
my laundry folded. Well, you have young kids, so you know your laundry's probably never really done, right?
No, I fold it, and then they come behind me and throw it on the floor.
It's a fun
game to them.
I wondered how that works. So anything else we should know about this night that the library will be at the Fast Track Laundry?
Just that it's open to anyone. No library card required. Anybody that comes will have their laundry paid for as the machines are available and on a first-come, first-served basis. But we just hope to see you. You will not be obligated to get a library card, won't be obligated to participate in a craft. We just would love to see you and to be able to offer the service to you.
You just got through the holidays at the library. Always a busy time, and I know this from maintaining the community events page at WGIL.com. You still have a lot of stuff coming up. You guys are, my goodness, you're busy.
There's not really a slow season for us, it seems like. Tomorrow night is our Nerf lock-in for teens.
Oh, yeah, the one that was...
we had to postpone it a couple weeks ago because of weather.
Yeah, although I think the weather's going to be much more agreeable to get people there tomorrow
night. I sure hope so, and I'm sorry, adults, but this one is for teens.
Oh, come on!
Maybe we'll have an adult one down the road.
I have a lot of pent-up frustration I need to get out.
Well, that's funny you say that, because our Tai Chi classes are coming back on Tuesday, so that might be good for you. And then on February 11th is our Valentine's Day dance party.
That's a cool
kids
event.
Yeah, that's for toddlers and preschoolers, young people. So we hope to see families at that as well.
Gosh, I'm looking. Well, now I'm not looking forward to the Nerf lock-in tomorrow night since I can't show up. What the heck?
We'll look at doing something for adults down the road, maybe.
I knew you'd see it my way. Anything else you have coming up or things you're working on at the library these days, Noelle?
And we're hosting the legislative luncheon on Valentine's Day, actually, February 14th, our local legislators to come speak about issues related to libraries. And so we're looking forward to that and for advocating for school, academic, and public libraries.
We'll be right close to the governor's budget address, too, so they might be thinking about things like that. So that's
right.
A good thing. All right. Noelle Thompson, director of the Galesburg Public Library, thanks for coming in. What a cool thing you're doing and what a great way you're helping the community.
Thank you, Will. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, as always. Stay tuned. We will get back and have business news, and before that, sports next. And coming up, we'll talk about how you can volunteer with CASA of West Central Illinois. Still ahead on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.